So if children are more successful learners at a younger age, then the question is, at what age should second language learning take place? When should we start? Many people who have never heard of the critical period hypothesis will probably say, the younger is better anyway. The important thing to consider here is, what is the overall goal of the language learning instructional program that we have in the country in which we live, or in the country that you might one day live in? If the goal is native-like competence in terms of pronunciation, then younger seems to be better, or younger is better, in fact. However, we can also see that adults do not always get the same quantity and the quality of language input that children receive in school and in play settings. With this in mind, when the objective of second language learning is not native-like competency, but communicative ability for all students in an educational system, and also when it is assumed that the child's native language will remain the primary language, then it may be more efficient to begin second or foreign language teaching later on. So now in Sweden, we have situations where there are språkdagis, for example, and where our children are taught different kinds of languages at an earlier age. Is there any evidence for this, that it will be successful for children to learn language at a very early age? And if the aim in Sweden is to have communicative abilities in French and Spanish and English, then really it seems that there is no need to have language learning at dagis or at a very earlier age. It can start later on. And as regards English, we have so much English in our society in Sweden anyway, in TV programs and media and music, that we can question, do we need to start so very early? That we could start maybe a little bit later on. As regards the learning of other languages like Spanish and French, then it's also very important to stipulate that 1 or 2 hours a week will not produce reasonably advanced second language speakers, no matter how young or no matter how old. The more repetition and more closer contact is required. So to this degree, it would be worthwhile to consider, instead of having a couple of hours of Spanish each week throughout the whole academic year, it might be more worthwhile to consider having more Spanish during a phase, perhaps a few months, and then a break, and then again, in terms of motivational aspects and in terms of close contact with the language.